We need your calls this morning, 309-582-5666. You can also just drop by here at 129 South College Avenue in Aledo. Live music coming up. Spanky's Meat Wagon coming up. Jason Partridge will be singing. I'd like to introduce you to Jimmy Unsworth. He joins us in the studio now. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Of Aledo.
Thanks for having us. Yes.
I was giving you a hard time because your wife, Susie DeCarroll, she... Well, you don't get to talk as much when she's with you.
No.
She's so much fun, though.
I just let her do the talking.
Well,
it's a lot easier that way.
We're gonna talk about you today, Jimmy, because you are currently fighting cancer. And as you said, you're not a guy that talks a lot, but we are going to make you talk a little today because you've been diagnosed with a brain tumor. And you said that this started in March, but last March, but also 6 years earlier. Can you explain that?
So 6 years prior to last March... My left arm went numb and didn't really have a great explanation as to why. I went to the doctor, in an MRI, landed on having some arthritis in my neck and putting some pressure on some nerves, and went and did physical therapy. Well, really all we did was buy time for my brain to kind of reacclimate to the tumor that was growing in size at that time. So...
That has to be so difficult, knowing that there's something that's growing there that you just can't do anything about at the moment.
Right. It's kind of a scary thing. They tell you, oh yeah, you got brain cancer, and you think, oh boy, you know,
yeah.
what's going on here? But I'm lucky. My type of tumor is called an oligodendroglioma.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it's a grade 2, which is a good thing, and then it's got a co-deletion in it, like a mutated gene or something, which makes me with a higher survivability
good
outcome.
And Jimmy, is the tumor still there, or have they removed it?
Yes, I had a surgery April 3rd last year. I would say the tumor is roughly the size of my thumb, and the surgeon was able to take about 2/3 of it. So I have a third of it that's always going to be there. We've shot it with proton beam therapy radiation, and I'm in my sixth round of chemotherapy now.
Sixth round.
Yes.
Tell me.
And again, lucky, because my chemo, I do 2 5-minute IVs per cycle, and I just take pills.
What are the effects of chemotherapy?
Chemo, I just generally don't feel good. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm not sitting in the room where they do the infusions. I'm not sitting there for 6 to 8 hours like a lot of people are. I'm in and out there in 5 minutes.
Right.
I've felt pretty crummy for the last several months.
You're a hardworking guy. That might have had to be tough for you.
Yeah, it was hard last year, especially because we were just getting into planting season, and plus I had my regular job at the time. And
that's one thing I wanted to ask you about. You know, a lot of guys, especially the farmers that we see, the work comes first a lot
yes.
of times. They have to get it done. And sometimes those aches or pains or signs you put to the side till you got time for them.
Right.
And that may not be the right decision.
No. Just if your body's throwing you a message, go get it checked. You might find out you got nothing going on, or you might find out you got something going on. It's early, and I know you've heard this over and over today. Get it early. Get it taken care of, and then that's going to help you in the long run.
What is your prognosis at this point, Jimmy?
Just to have as good a life as I can for as long as I can. My oncologist doesn't really say, oh, you got 5 years or 12 years or whatever. Don't look at Google, because my surgeon told me what he believed it was, I looked at Google, and I'm like, this is better than what I thought, but it's not great. But new research is coming out all the time on these. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the American Cancer Society, that's what your donation today will
right.
help with at 309-582-5666. Give so that people can get these treatments, so that, Jimmy, you can continue to be treated and live a long life,
which right.
is what we're hoping for.
Mine's so rare, they don't really know much about it. There's 1,100 new cases per year in the United States. Worldwide, 24,000, just under 24,000 worldwide new cases of what I have. Mm-hmm. It's about 1% of all brain tumor diagnosis.
Wow.
So like my particular deal, it's not real super well known.
Well, you know the thing I really like about you, Jimmy, is you don't get down about these things.
No, I try to have as much fun as I can.
You keep a positive attitude, and I think that's a great example to other people, because unfortunately we're finding out every day, or if not, Mary Flint says somebody comes up to her and says, did you hear so-and-so has cancer?
Yep, and if it wasn't kind of being a member of this community of people, I wouldn't really know. And now that I'm kind of a member of this community of people, I'm like, oh man, so-and-so's got a bad one, or, you know, it's just real sad.
Yeah. Well, let's bring some hope. That's what we're here today to do. Yeah,
that's all you can do. Try to keep a good attitude, keep a good, you know, support group around you, and just do your best you can to beat what you got.
Well, Jimmy, turn around and look, because we've got somebody already pulling up, and, you know, use the street as you need to. We're just fine with that. And go ahead and donate. You could win some great prizes, and you can also help folks like Jimmy. Jimmy, I know this was hard. Was there anything else that you wanted to tell us today?
I don't believe so. Okay. Just like I said earlier, just I want to advocate for just, you know, if your body's throwing you a signal, go get it looked at. And if you don't think it's right still, go get a second opinion.
And your attitude always matters.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Jimmy Unsworth, thank you so much for coming in. If you want to help folks like Jimmy, 309-582-5666, or just stop by here. We're at the Relay for Life of Mercer County Radiothon on Farm Country 102.3.